Public health officials are carefully watching an outbreak of bird flu in dairy cows in the U.S. Herds in 9 states have now been infected, and a few weeks ago, a dairy worker in Texas tested positive. The H5N1 virus has spread among animals for decades, but if it starts to spread easily from person to person, the virus could be dangerous. Jennifer Nuzzo is director of the Pandemic Center at Brown University School of Public Health, and she joins us now. Jennifer, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It appears the first cases of this H5N1 avian flu showed up in dairy cows in the U.S. back in March. There's even evidence that the virus was in milk that was sold in stores, although it was pasteurized, so it was safe. But, you know, from what you can tell, how serious is this outbreak?
So I'm very worried about this outbreak, not because I think it poses a risk to the general public. At this point, I don't have reason to be worried for people broadly, but I am very much worried about the farm workers and others who may be exposed to the milk before it's pasteurized. In my view, there is a threat to those individuals, and we ought to be taking as many steps as possible to protect them, to make sure they don't get sick with this virus, and also to try to prevent this virus from gaining more ground and where it can possibly mutate further to become better able to infect people and possibly gain the ability to spread between people, which would represent a threat to the general public.
We know at least one dairy worker in Texas tested positive, but there are signs, at least, that others may have been symptomatic, although, again, there's just been one positive test. What is the risk exactly to the workers when they get up close to these animals?
Well, we don't know for sure. What we know is that, yes, one dairy worker is known to have been infected. We also have anecdotal reports of other workers at farms where there were sick cows also having symptoms. Now, we don't really know what those symptoms were because they haven't been officially reported. As you can imagine, the farm worker community is a bit of a tough community to reach because there are some deep disincentives to, you know, coming forward with infection. Though the worker that we know about didn't have a serious illness in the sense of needing to go to the hospital, historically, this virus has been a very serious one. Of the about 900 or so cases that we know to have occurred in the past 20 years since we've been tracking this virus, about half have died. So we don't know if this worker's infection is sort of anomalous in terms of the symptoms it produced, or if there are, in fact, many more infections out there.
Can you explain how this virus would go from a bird, then to a cow, and then to a farm worker, and potentially cause a pandemic?
Yeah, so we don't know exactly the mechanism by which it was happening. What is thought is that the cows that got infected somehow traced back to birds. Now, how that happened, whether it happened on a farm, whether it happened in feed, still don't know. As for how the worker got infected, we don't know either. However, we do know that this virus is found in raw milk that come from infected cows, and a dairy worker who is involved in the handling of dairy cows and crucially the milking, you could imagine opportunities for that worker to be exposed, whether it's from direct contact with the milk or perhaps somehow in the kind of milking operations it creates, you know, an aerosolization of the virus. We don't know for sure. And it's really one of the reasons why many experts have been calling for more investigations, because this virus has been changing over time. And what we've seen in the last year or so is that the virus has really spread in terms of its geography. We have seen it turning up in many more countries than we ever previously saw this virus. Again, we've been tracking it for about 20 or so years. But we've also seen the virus expand in terms of the number of animal species it can infect. And in the last year, really seeing many more mammals becoming infected. And that's where some of the concern about this virus and its trajectory really ratchets up, because humans are mammals. Right now, the virus isn't really great at infecting humans. It's probable that that will happen, but just the possibility that it could happen is enough to raise concerns and really kind of should prompt us to take action to prevent that from happening.
Right. And to be clear, you said it. The CDC also says that the risk at this point to humans is low. But are there lessons learned from the previous pandemic just a few years ago that could help us here?
Yeah, so the risk to the general public is low, but I wouldn't say that the risk to farm workers is low, and I'm worried that we're not doing enough to protect them. They need to be equipped with personal protective equipment and really encouraged to wear it, because that is the way to protect them today. We also do have some amount of vaccines that are in the stockpile. They're not quite ready for use, but we should quickly try to make them ready for use, specifically in farm workers. And then we also need more testing on farms, and crucially, we need rapid tests that can be performed at the farm. And so,
but what you're describing right now sounds like deja vu. These were the same things we were demanding of public health officials in 2020, and it didn't happen, or it wasn't easy, or it was slow. So, are we prepared?
I'm worried that we're not yet prepared. I think we can get prepared, and that's why I'm really, you know, calling for these actions to be taken. And I do think we have some time, but, you know, time could be running out, and it's urgent that we attend to this now. I understand people are tired, and after COVID, there isn't a lot of appetite for thinking about preventing the next pandemic. But, you know, the reality is we're going to see these sorts of threats happen over and over again. And just like we don't assume after we've had a hurricane that we'll never again have a hurricane, we have to have that same sort of, you know, ready to go mindset when it comes to infectious diseases. Mm.
Jennifer Nuzzo is director of the Pandemic Center at Brown University School of Public Health. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.